Listen to the Kate Daly Show. Warning, may cause excessive shrugging, deep sighing, and eye rolling. The show starts now.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps. And if that doesn't bother you, I don't, and we need to do something about it. This week, immigrant children were moved to the same internment camps where the Japanese were held in the earlier 20th century. And this is not even about a crisis for, this is not just about the immigrant communities being held in concentration camps being a crisis. This is a crisis for ourselves. This is a crisis on if America will remain America. And so I think that is, you know, I don't use those words lightly. I don't use those words to just throw bombs. I use that word because that is what an administration that creates concentration camps is. A presidency that creates concentration camps is fascist. And it's very difficult to say that.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Oh, Alexandria, you cute waitress, you. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Like communist camps? Like on the border. Oh, you mean the holding cells for the illegals trying to get in the country that we have to hold and then bring back over? Those? I guess they're concentrate. I think she lost concentration halfway through her sentence, but they're concentration camps, I guess. Concentration.
Or those places where we put the Japanese in the early 20th century.
I don't know the date, so early. Somewhere in the early part. She's so irritating beyond measure that just listening to her, I lose IQ points. I do. You can't help it. You know, you know what? There were people that were commenting on that were saying she was amazing and brilliant bringing this forward. And why don't more people know about this? Maybe because we're not gassing people on the border.
Well, they're not. Somebody said it this way.
Right.
The concentration camps that when we think of concentration camps, Dachau, concentration camps were an area where people were put that took away every single semblance of human liberty.
Yes.
The border people, the kids are playing, they're eating, they're having a good time,
school,
waiting to be released.
Getting new clothes.
Yeah. That's not a concentration camp, folks. Concentration camps are designed to run very cheap.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Alexandria.
Oh, she's amazing.
I know. I don't know what's worse. I will be bold without the bold. Or what was the other one? Oh, Maxine Waters is usually one of my favorites when we go into the idiocy tank. This was Maxine Waters talking to Shell Corporation. And listen to what leaks out. This is so funny.
Tease are you going to give this liberal about how that will reduce the cost of gasoline at the pump if we let you drill where you say you want to drill?
I can guarantee to the American people, because of the inaction of the United States Congress, ever increasing prices unless the demand comes down, and the $5 will look like a very low price in the years to come if we are prohibited from finding new reserves, new opportunities to increase supplies.
Listen and up. Guess what this liberal would be all about? This liberal would be all about socializing.
Stop. I don't want to say that.
Would be about basically taking over.
Oh.
And the government running all of your companies.
Jeez. Wow.
Say
you
what?
You might as well just spit it out. This is where socialism... Oh, ouch, I shouldn't have said that. Mm. Yeah.
So, and the other idiot, Swalwell, he was out in front of NRA headquarters today.
Right. Yes.
And he had his big crowd of 18 people.
18?
18 people,
18
yeah.
showed up, huh?
He said, we happen to believe that we can do more to take the most dangerous weapons out of the hands of the most dangerous people.
I'm sure he has a plan, a one-size-fits-all. Yeah. Well,
he can't even figure out who... he's one of the most dangerous people, and he won't touch a gun.
Oh, my gosh. Do you feel like your head's going to explode
when you hear
these people?
Yes, I do.
What really gets me worse, though, is I can actually look at these people, and you can know how stupid they are. But when people start commenting and telling, wow, that was amazing, I just... that's what I worry about. And when they do it in droves, that's cause for concern to me. That's, geez Louise. There was an article in Forbes. Welcome to the show, by the way. KateDallyRadio.com is where you can get the podcast. The Kate Daly Show on Facebook. I list a lot of stuff there. And also Twitter, The Kate Daly Show as well. And I welcome you to do that. You can also email me at Kate@KateDallyRadio.com. I'd love to get your messages and guests' suggestions that you have and things that you'd love us to investigate or hear about on the show. A whistleblower or somebody that has, or have access to a whistleblower that would like to come on the show, and we'll vet that and possibly get him on. So Kate@KateDallyRadio.com. And you can call in live right now, too, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. There was an article in Forbes, and the article was all about... In fact, I interviewed the Forbes publisher. I'll have to play that interview, possibly on Friday. And then I'm going to actually do another interview with him talking about... do the political views of, say, the publisher himself or so forth have a lot to do with what gets published? And I would really like to have that conversation with him. And he was game. He was open to have a conversation like that. So I will be interviewing him again. The economy is not okay. The economy isn't booming. And this was, I couldn't wait to find out what was going to be in this article, because I wanted to know what their version of this was going to be. And lo and behold, I get inside this article, and they're saying, look, there's all of these people. There's a segment of our society that are not, they're living check to check or below check to check, and they have to have two wage earners. And also, they just aren't making it. They're just not making it. How is this sustainable, they ask? How? And also that we're not seeing this. We're just not seeing the reality that there's a portion of Americans that are not doing very well in this booming economy, where a lot of people are doing pretty well, where a lot of people have jobs now and a lot of people are doing good. So they kept pointing this out in the article, and they kept pointing to this group of people. Do you want to just erase us? Do you think we don't exist? This is what I have to say. This is so mind-numbing on so many levels. We are always, in a society like this, going to have a portion of the people that are not making $100,000 a year. And guess what? A lot of life choices went into that. This is why we live in America. You can have the opportunity to not live like that. You can have the opportunity to live like that. Most of the time, this sector of people that they're talking about have all the opportunity in the world, because they get it for free. And it isn't even for free. We're paying for it. So just because they don't take it doesn't mean that they aren't even afforded the opportunity through the raping of taxes through the rest of us. So Are we surprised that there's a sector of society, that will always be disadvantaged or not quite making it? Of course they'll be. What does a booming economy mean that everybody is going to be doing great? No. What is your version of great?
Apparently, God. You didn't hear Kirsten Gillibrand.
Oh, no. No. Not another mind-numbing quote. What?
Kirsten, she actually said
no.
That if you are successful and have accumulated wealth, the only way you could have done that was to exploit someone else.
I didn't know this.
Yes, she said.
I've been so busy exploiting that I can't even believe I got to work today.
The only way you can be successful is by exploiting someone else.
I'm exploiting. You're exploiting.
Yeah.
It's our white privilege. We're too white. That's the problem. It's our whiteness. We just exploit. We don't even know we're doing it. We're just a puff here, a puff there. We're just exploiting. Wow. I didn't know I was exploiting. Did you?
But we're the party of hate.
Yes. I'm starting to hate these Nimrods that keep saying this kind of crap.
Imagine how poor people feel when they hear that, though.
Well,
I'm poor because that guy has a good job.
He exploited me.
Yeah.
All the way to work today, I was saying. Who could I exploit on the way?
Creates hate. That's why people hate us.
Yeah.
We exploit them.
That and our whiteness. We need to take yoga. We need to get into that yoga whiteness removal class. That's what we need to do. I'm sure it's tied. That's why you exploit. It has to be.
I'm going to quit leaving the house.
Yeah. In fact, they said The Nation recently published a stunning overview of the working poor and underpaid. Really powerful data points, they said in the piece, described how empty the decline in unemployment actually is. Having a job doesn't exempt anyone from poverty anymore. Well, yeah, I guess if you're on the startup line at McDonald's, yeah, you're not going to make a tremendous amount of money. Sorry. What choices led you there? If you're not 16 and you're 40, what choices led you to flip burgers? This is so, by far, one of the most irritating articles I've read in a while.
It is.
Because they're really trying to tell you it's all a lie. It's not booming. You know what? Life choices, number one. The freedom and free agency to move about this country and do what you want to do to help your own self out. Nobody's exploiting you. You do that all on your own. Oh, good heavens. I just need a sanity check. Oh, my gosh. I think I did get dumber listening to all these politicians. I'm going to be bold without the bold. We're going to a break. Be right back in just a few minutes.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz.
I swear, whenever I read something like that Forbes article, that's what I think of. Please, can I have a Mercedes Benz and a TV, please? Have any of your life choices led you to buy those yourself? No, I just like them. Anyway, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. A little Janis Joplin for you. And one of my favorites from Janis Joplin. I just really want a Mercedes, Uncle Milty. And I want everyone to buy me one.
Well, that's fair.
I know. I mean, my gosh, just because I want, and I think my feelings are valid.
I think the government should buy everybody a car.
I know. We have a civil right to have a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but it won't be a Mercedes.
Oh.
I've come to grips with that. It'll be a Yugo.
Great. As long as it gets you around and you're sharing.
Yeah.
Sharing
is
caring.
The people's car.
With the big We Love Socialism sticker on the back.
Mm-hmm.
I Heart Alexandria. Perfect.
Adolf did that.
Really?
That's how the Volkswagen Bug came about. That was
there
the people's car.
Oh, well, there you go. Are you just a trough of information? Welcome back to the show, 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Don't you want a Mercedes? Everyone wants one.
I've had one.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
Not a big deal. So is Illinois, where we're live, shrinking? You tell me.
Shrinking.
Yeah. There was a huge article on this and a couple different press pieces on this talking about this and really it kind of having a wake-up call, if you will. That's what this was entitled, this wake-up call. And they've been hearing the state is shrinking for 5 years now. And from Walla Walla to Waco, there are 383 metropolitan statistical areas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And across Illinois, and Illinois is base for 10 of them, and all 10 shrink. That's never happened before.
Now, so, is it shrinking just because people are leaving or because people are being shot and killed?
The good question. the raw decline, shrinking by 22,000 people, but that's an excellent question. What do you think, Illinois? I'd love to hear from you. Hi, Illinois shrinking. 22,000 people leaving is like an exodus, is it not?
It is. It's that a lot is, of people.
That is sincerely changing their area population.
There are cities that aren't that big.
Yeah. And so in terms of scale and speed of decline, this is probably the state in our nation that this is happening the most. And so since 2010, I guess, they've lost in one particular county, lost 5.5% of its population. So when they lose their base of people, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Because usually what would happen is they still won't reduce government. So what they'll usually do is kind of come up with crafty or creative avenues to then get, to tax the people, whether it's going to be taxing the air they breathe or a tax for walking around or whatever the tax may be, because they have to keep coming up with those numbers. What are they going to do?
Well,
to increase that.
We have an example of that, actually. It's called Detroit.
Ah.
I think Detroit is still like 80% empty.
Ah, gotcha.
Everybody left. The car industry died in Detroit, exactly. And everybody left.
You know, what is going to happen? What is going to happen? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, I used to live in Chicago. We moved to the St. George area in September of 16, and we left mostly because of the taxes and the way the whole state was going. It has been Democratic for years, and it's enough was enough.
Yeah, I hear you. A lot of people are moving out of very, very, very blue states. Thank you for that. I really appreciate the input because there's just... yeah, and I understand why. Would you leave a state because of politics? Yeah.
Well, that's the result of the politics.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, liberal states, high taxes, poor services, they deteriorate.
Yep. Or do you stay and fight? Do you stay and hope that you get some representation in that can change the course of this exodus of people moving out? That's a lot of people to lose.
I think they leave when they've fought and realize that they're not getting anywhere.
Right.
But leaving is not their first choice.
Okay. So they're going for greener pastures. Where are they going? And there's a lack of, they're saying, new bodies from elsewhere to replace them. People aren't moving in because of jobs or whatnot. And so I know on the outlying areas of Illinois, I know a lot of people that really are happy to live there and love it. And don't want to leave, and can see as they're growing pretty conservative, they're noticing how blue the state is getting and the direction. I know they just passed a very horrid abortion law, and it's horrid. So what do you do? What pushes you finally to the brink to leave a community when you have lived there, maybe your family lived there, and that's home to you? And I that's got to be tough. That has got to be a hard thing to do, right?
Yeah.
And so I know that they have a moving company for conservatives out of California, and that they were actually doing booming business because people were exiting out of California. Now we see another exodus out of Illinois. Is there an exodus out of New York?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's
so when people go out of those cities for whatever reason, Are they going into the cities that are probably a little bit more red and trying to change them into blue? Or are they wanting to leave the blue and surround themselves with like-minded, more of the red, more of the conservative personality? I don't know. But what are we doing as we're pushing people inland? Because that's what's happening. The coasts are pushing people inland because the coasts are getting out of control. There was an article about Seattle dying. Mm-hmm. Seattle is just dying, and its policies, it's getting dirty. I was just there last year. Very, very dirty city. I went to Portland. I couldn't even believe it. I could not believe Portland. Portland was just gross, and I didn't want to stay there. I wouldn't have. I didn't. We actually went to the beach community to stay. Yuck. So as people are being pushed towards the inside of the country and into the middle of the country, then what happens? Because a lot of people bring a lot of the ideology with them. Even the government light ideology is my point. Mm-hmm. So then what? Do you stay and fight for your state because you know what they used to be? Because all the states we're talking about, there was a lot of conservatism there. What happened? And how did that change? And the wake-up call came too late and we just didn't fight it. I don't know. But the economy of our nation's going to change. Based on all of these moves, you have a lot of transplants now. Mm-hmm. What is really going to happen? And if you're in Illinois and you decided or you're trying to decide whether to stay or not, what keeps you there? And I know that there's some really wonderful things there. I've been there. You know, and I'm sure that people feel that's home, and that would be a tough thing to make that decision. But without reasons to go, there's not going to be a lot of people moving into Illinois. Are they going to have to raise taxes even further on their base? Wow. And then cause more people to go. Will you ever see Illinois reduce government? I don't think so. Do you? I can't see that happening. I don't know.
You know, it's always the more affluent that mm-hmm. leave. Plus, we also now, interestingly enough, we have a segment of society that can live anywhere and right. do their work because yeah. of technology.
Yeah,
they don't have to live somewhere to do
that's
their
very
work.
True. Yeah, I know that their residents are hearing another song. They had the $3.4 billion tax hike. It'll be on the docket when lawmakers are going to return. And this is happening all over. This is why I'm bringing up Illinois mm-hmm. is because you're going to see this quite a bit. And the fair tax. And now that they're hearing that, they're wanting to get out. And I can understand why. Yeah, it's fair. Don't you know if they name it fair, it's going to be fair? That's how that works. And so think big was one of the governor's campaign slogans. Yeah, as in think big government. That's what they got. So think big is not something you want to hear from government, especially when they're getting their paycheck from government and working for government to expand government. And so, it'll be interesting. But I do bring that up because as I saw the Seattle article, California people are exiting. That's where I'm from, getting out of California. And where are they going? And how does that change things in this great country of ours?
Does it seem like it's always a democratically controlled area that has this problem?
I don't ever see a conservative base leaving, a very conservative. But I don't. We have government light now, and I don't even know that we have any true conservative cities anymore at all. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You only have about a minute.
I'm from Chicago.
Okay.
I live in a HUD building.
Ah, gotcha.
And I think that's, you know, subsidized housing.
Mm-hmm.
And I am very concerned.
I bet.
The new joke is, you know what Tucson, Arizona is?
What?
It's a rest stop on the way for illegal aliens on the way to Chicago.
Oh, boy.
Because we're a sanctuary city.
Ah.
And they're going to go to places where they can get benefits. Well,
yeah.
The people that have benefits now are going to be bumped by these illegal aliens, and they will scream. They can't imagine that their government would do that to them because they've been feeding off the government
right.
for a long time. Well, I'm a senior and I'm disabled, so I'm like, mm-hmm. you know, really looking forward to this.
Right.
Anyway, what happened was they doubled the gasoline tax.
Mm-hmm.
That means anybody traveling through our state is going to get clipped.
Jeez. Gee, so they're going to find another route. And
they are really out for money. Pritzker said, "Oh, don't worry, I'll take care of it."
I'm sure.
Well,
think big.
He's morally insane, is what he is.
Yeah.
And I think that's a problem for the whole country.
I think so.
I mean, we think that because we have money, I mean, I've heard as a Christian that in 2021, God is going to judge the nation. Well, you know, if you do something wrong, God may intervene for you. If God is against you, you might as well kiss it goodbye.
Oh, thank you for that. Oh, boy. Appreciate that. We got to go to a break. Pritzker. Fair tax. Fair tax. And I don't know how many of you in other states are being hit up for a fair tax, but especially in the states that I named, we got problems. We got problems with this.
It's only $3.4 billion.
Yeah, $3.4 billion fair tax. Oh, my gosh. All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Because I speak of the pompous of love.
Hi there, welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So glad you are. Big shout out WCGO, KZNU, all the stations and online presences and everything. No matter where you're listening from, no matter what country, lots of countries listening in right now. I appreciate you doing so and become part of the conversation. 888-673-1450. You can call in live. Happy to be here and take your calls. And then also I've got Uncle Milty here. How are you, Uncle Milty?
I'm good.
And okay. New York. We were just talking about New York. New York. New York. New York. You want to talk about the green light law?
Okay. They call it the green light law. I don't know why. It's kind of goofy. But Cuomo signed the bill, and it allows illegal aliens to get driver's licenses.
Yeah. Because he calls them New Yorkers. He's like, you're a New Yorker. You live within this state, so you're not legal. You're not a citizen of America. It's okay.
That doesn't matter.
It's all right. You're a New Yorker.
The reason they're doing this is because the illegals are tired of living under the radar. They didn't have driver's license. When they drove, they had to be very careful because if they got pulled over for running a red light or rolling through a stop sign, they were in danger of being arrested and deported. Mm-hmm. And they don't like living that way.
Right.
So now they can get a driver's license. It makes them feel much more secure in their illegal living.
And so what if the feds use the information to come get them when they put their address?
Governor Cuomo has put something in the bill that will keep that from happening. Yeah.
So they can everyone can live. Do you remember that summer when you visited Italy and they made you an honorary citizen and then gave you your driver's license and let you take part in all the systems? Remember when you got health care over there?
They invited me to stay.
The second you got there, they were like, "Hey, do you need money? We got lots of it, and it's on the backs of all of our taxpayers. We're so happy to help you, American. You come right in our country, and we'll pay for everything and give you a license. I mean, you don't even have to show anything. You can just get one here.
It's
okay.
It's just all about making illegals feel more comfortable being illegal."
Great. Well, it beats the concentration camp.
Yeah, yeah. At least they're not going to end up in a concentration camp.
There's that. Jeez.
We're going to end up in the concentration camp.
So you get a driver's license, and then this went on to talk about. So 12 other states, by the way, not just New York, 12 other states are doing this too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And so maybe that's how they'll beef up the numbers in their state. I don't know, because if you're If you're undocumented, you get the number of people, but you don't get the bennies. You don't get the benefits from them as a taxpayer. How does that work?
Yeah,
but then they get to bleed off the system, so they actually get money, and then they send that home, and you know how that works.
You know, the states that are starting to go that way and be kind of sanctuary states are having a lot of trouble already.
Right.
They're already running out of money. Mm-hmm. They're already running out of resources.
Right.
California's complaining. They can't support all the illegals that are coming in. They don't want them. Send them someplace else. They're all saying that now. Send them someplace else.
Exactly. Well, New York says let them in. So there'll be a lot more people. They were cheering the people that came into this country illegally that end up in New York were cheering. They get a license, and they called it. They actually brought people in and said, "This is for the children and the children." Mm-hmm. So the okay, because we always hear that it's for the children. I also want to talk about this too. This is kind of an interesting one. This was an investigation from Fox 9 that did a Minneapolis report. I'm trying to remember the person. I can hat tip them that they sent this to me, and I for some reason cannot remember the name right now. But this was such an interesting report about daycare fraud. Daycare fraud. So the so-called working parents, this is what happens. And I think this is so important for everyone to sort of wrap their brains around how the fraud happens through the monies that come through our hardworking taxpayers and end up in the hands of these kinds of people that are willing to scheme like this. So you have working parents. They apply for daycare assistance for each child. Okay. That amounts to a benefit of roughly about $1,000 a month.
Wow.
Okay. That means a family of four children will receive a daycare benefit of $4,000 per month, of $48,000 a year. Okay. Paid for by the taxpayers of Minnesota. So another quote-unquote community member will open a daycare center. They'll hire the mother of these four kids as an employee. The mother then will work at the daycare facility for minimum wage, maximum 25 hours a week, caring for her own children because she's the daycare's employee, but she also has her own kids in there, so she can prove she's working and qualify for the daycare assistance. So instead of watching them at home, she gets paid $4,000, or minimum wage in this case, of that money to watch them at a facility. And the mother will work at the daycare. Okay, so the daycare facility will be the state $4,000 a month caring for her four children, even though it's not technically a daycare. And pay the mother $400 a month in income for caring for her own children as the employee, in addition to getting that money, and then pocket the rest. And so much of that money gets sent back to the country of origin.
Yeah.
And then some critics believe that the parents receive additional kickbacks for their participation. Sometimes there aren't any children at all. The facility is empty, and the state is billed for the non-existent children.
Yeah.
So because the mother only works 25 hours a week, she's entitled to free health care through Medicaid or Obamacare, right? Free food stamps, cash assistance, daycare assistance, subsidized housing for up to 10 years, not to mention the $10,000 down payment that a lot of cities and counties pay now, mine own included, and then also free college and everything else. So they didn't even mention everything here because this was enough to mention. But Minnesota-born citizens get to wait in line while individuals are taking advantage of this system in this way. The daycare facility will often build a kitchen and call itself a restaurant and hire workers, mothers of more of the children who receive daycare, to feed all the families. And then the daycare facilities are not open to everybody and are often full. So if you're just a person that lives down the street trying to get your kid, you know, you hear about this daycare, so-called daycare. It's only for certain people in the know. So then the family has subsidized housing. So the low wage is being paid at the daycare facility. That ensures that they're qualified to continue to receive subsidized housing or Section 8 forever. And then the new refugees are trained in on the scheme when they arrive, and they're taught how to manipulate and maximize the system. So this is an international scam. It's been going on in Australia, UK for over a decade. Minnesota spends $13 million on welfare benefits every year, and some $250 million of that is just on daycare assistance alone. $250 million on daycare assistance.
That's a lot of fraud.
Yep. Omar and Ellison, you know, Omar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez. And Ellison, as well as the Muslims. Yes, the Democrat and Republican leadership in Minnesota are all complicit in the scheme. Lawmakers refuse to investigate, avert their eyes. Left unchecked, welfare fraud will bankrupt Minnesota. And it's not just daycare fraud, food stamp fraud, housing fraud, also the earned income credit fraud, because they get that money in and they send it home to their country of origin.
Mm-hmm.
And so refugee public housing residents in Minneapolis no longer have to pay their normal monthly rent when they travel to their homeland. Instead, they only have to pay $75 a month to hold their public housing unit for when they come back. So meanwhile, native-born, low-income people from Minnesota who are on waiting lists for public housing will just have to wait. And so a city council member who was born in Somalia and trained in London told the board that refugees have to pay rent when they want to save to travel to their homelands is an unfair burden. Why should you have to pay to go home? So refugees receive, not kidding, federal supplemental security income, which is halted when they leave the United States. The most common reasons for travel abroad include visiting families left behind or participating in the pilgrimage to Mecca that Muslims are expected to take at least once. The Minneapolis Housing Agency Board now has two members from the Refugee Committee, Mohammed Tamer and Abduli Isi. I thought refugees were fleeing persecution when they came here. Why do they want to go home and keep visiting for extended periods of time while they pay $75 a month to hold their public housing? And then we pick up the bill for the rest.
Wow.
Yeah. So taxpayers are paying for it in a big way. This was a Minneapolis public housing whistleblower. And it said the refugees often have decent paying jobs, enough so they get paid maximum public housing rent of $500 or thereabouts. And then once they reach maximum rent, they can stay as long as they like, even make more money. And their rent was capped at $500. The rent was capped at $500. So they occupy what's supposed to be low income housing, and their rent is not market rate. They're taking an apartment away from this other low income family. Now, I don't believe in public housing. So you have to know that even when I'm saying this, I don't believe in it for anybody. But they're saying that this family over here needs it, that are citizens, okay? And we subsidize it. They get $75 a month to hold the unit. And this whistleblower said, I saw it with my own eyes. So you come here as a refugee from another country. You get capped at $500, no more. Rent control, that's amazing. Then you can live there forever, pay $75 a month to keep your unit there. You don't even have to pay the $500. You can just pay the $75.
Nice.
And then you can go home from the country you had to flee from your persecution, on $3,000 flights. How do we become this dumb?
I don't know.
And why are people not understanding the abuse of this system? And I know there are people out there that say, but they just want to come here and have an opportunity, let them in.
They're stealing the wealth of the United States of America.
Through the government. So the government takes it, steals it from us, and then gives it to them.
Yeah. Through fraud from the government.
And then they steal it from them. Doesn't that sound cheery? Aren't you just amazed by this? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You asked the question, how did we become this dumb?
Mm-hmm.
Thank a Democrat.
Yeah.
Thank Obama.
Yeah. And a lot before him, too, because we got here through decades. Decades and decades of ridiculous overspending in large government.
That's true. But the big push, because I'm going to guess that most of the people who have to go home for pilgrimage are Islamic. And who let the floodgates open on that one?
Yeah, that was Obama. Yeah. That was Obama, because he obviously...
And especially in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yep, I can understand your point. Thank you. Yeah, he did. He let the floodgates in.
See, I honestly believe...
But it did come from decades. Go ahead.
I honestly believe that the Muslim immigrants are a different breed of immigrant than we're used to in this country. Even the South Americans come here, and they really do want a better life.
Mm-hmm.
They might not assimilate well, but they come here for a better life.
For economic advantage.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's why the Muslims come here. I think the Muslims come here to commit these frauds to send money back to the Middle East.
Interesting. Agree,
it's a big
disagree.
Scam.
Agree, disagree. We've had a lot of talks about this, and I have a lot of different feelings on this, but there is a lot of abuse going on from people that we designate these cities to, that we say are fleeing their countries. Mm-hmm. And you're right, I think about the reasons people are fleeing and what actually is persecution and what isn't. I'm sorry, but you're not flying home all the time to the city that persecuted you. Yeah, you're not going to do that. And so we obviously have some definite fraud going on.
You don't remember the stories about the Jews that escaped Nazi Germany going back to visit?
Yeah, couldn't wait. Where's a flight so I can get right back? Yeah, exactly. There is a lot of abuse. And this abuse of the system, I know there were a lot of people from South America coming up that were abusing the earned income tax credit. What a ridiculous spending of money to give people money for having kids. This is absolutely asinine, and it is. It's going home. It's thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and they give fake addresses all the time.
Every government mm-hmm. agency that handles these programs trains these people how to defraud the system.
You think?
They're learning it when they go in. You come in, we'll show you what to write, what to put. Nobody checks it. Don't worry. Go ahead and lie. I've heard it.
Yeah? I know John Stossel's done some reports on this. There's been a lot of people out there that have done reports and tried to expose this. We have a huge problem. And it's bleeding out consistently from the abuse of the money's taken from us and where it's going. And we have got to start speaking up about all this abuse. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.